Hey, everybody, we're back with another 18 minutes of Flock and Gather. I was going to say another podcast, but you already knew it. It's Alan Scher. I run the Spa Association, and I have just the sweetest, nicest person in our business, Jenny Nagel from Lip Gloss and Aftershave. Hello, Jenny.
Hello, hello, Alan. I'm so happy to be here with you today.
Yeah, I'm glad we're doing it. And for our listeners, that we're glad you can't see us. Both Jenny and I said, no, we can't do video because we both just finished working out on different parts of the world. Of course, she smells good and I don't. But let's
I don't know. When I got the Zoom link, I said to myself, Alan, no, I only get ready for our Monday webisodes and I actually put on makeup. Working from home and living in this virtual world, I don't wear that much makeup.
No, in fact, you know, I have to, it's a good segue. I'm concerned about the makeup businesses in our industry because I've talked to a number of them and that's sort of like the last thing to figure out how to come back. I can look at my own, if I talk to Kathy, she goes, well, why would I put makeup on? I mean, she doesn't wear a lot anyways, but she's wearing zero.
Oh, zero. And if anything, it's that once a week for those Zoom meetings you have, or it's the eyes. The eyes and the brows have definitely emerged, I think, in the past 6 and 7 months. I mean, even lash extensions and brow lamination and all of that's become a priority because that's what you can see on 90% of the nation. But I agree with you. It's like, if we don't have to put makeup on, just like if I don't have to put a pair of jeans on or real pants, I'm not doing it.
Well, you know, we moved to Arizona. I've been here 12 weeks now, and I have not had any kind of pants on that go past my knees.
So jealous. It's already turning into pants season here on the East Coast.
I know. Well, we're talking to Jenny out in New Jersey, so we're doing the cross country thing here, but we know, you know, that the fall will bring a lot of interesting things for our industry. Yeah, we have the China Corona COVID, it has too many names, doesn't it? The pandemic weasel, the virus. And now there's this whole conversation of flu season. Well, we never got flu shots until like 4 years ago when Kath and I both got the flu hard. So I went 58 years without getting a flu shot, and now we get flu shots because I don't ever want to be...
One season, and you're like, I'm never going through that again, and you just hope that flu shot actually hits the strain that you can catch, but yep. It's awful.
Well, and those of us who are self-diagnosed ADD, for me to be like down and out for 4 days, like, I don't know if it was physically or mentally more troubling for me.
Oh my God. It's so true. It's so true.
Oh my God. Jenny has a business partner named Barry Eisner. I'm sure a lot of you people know him and have seen the lip gloss and aftershave crew running around all the trade shows. You guys do amazing. Every time I think about you guys, it makes me smile, right? We get together and Barry goes, oh, quick, we need to do a video. And it's like, it's the same things that are echoing in my head when we start having that conversation. How do you keep up with his energy level? I thought I had a lot.
You know, it's so crazy, Alan, because Barry and I couldn't be more yin and yang. We really balance each other out in so many ways. And I think the fact that maybe I have a six-year-old, it keeps me really on top of my game with keeping up. But it's such a good duo. I mean, you know, and I'm kind of tooting our own horns here, but we're so dynamic because we're so different. We come from two very different worlds. And that's the beauty of, you know, reading any of our reviews or following us on social media, you get to see like every side and every angle and both opinions and a man and a woman. And I mean, it's a fun partnership for sure.
Okay. For people who don't know, describe lip gloss and aftershave.
So, oh my gosh, I love doing this because 3 years ago we filmed this video and I made a comment that I wanted this to be a destination for people to go to learn about skincare. And when we originally launched lip gloss and aftershave, it was, you know, we weren't sure if it was just going to be consumer driven or professional driven. And as we grew, we really honed in on speaking to the professional skincare provider. So it's a platform that educates, entertains, and connects estheticians, massage therapists, skincare providers to different brands and products and device manufacturers. And so we go and we actually experience the product, the device, the brand. We get to know the CEOs. We play with the devices. We use them. We do the peels on ourselves. We microneedle ourselves. And we give honest feedback. So it's also really beneficial because we're coming from experience. I'm an esthetician of 21 years. And Barry ran a chain of medical spas for 20 years, I think, 10 or 20 years. So we've got experience in the industry. So we just like to share it.
I love that. History to what, how long have you been doing lip gloss now?
3 years.
God, it's brand new. Seems like it's forever though.
Right?
That's part of it is that we see each other at the shows all the time. So we're traveling of course we're all home now, but when we are traveling those paths, we are all on them. In fact, I talked to a few people who are going, what's your trade show schedule look like? And I mean, for the most part, we know 2020 seems to be a wash. We're hoping IUCSC will happen in November, but of course that is, and it's in Jacksonville, right? Not Fort Lauderdale this year.
Yes.
And I think a lot of that relates to a herd immunity or a vaccine or something, whatever it is that's going to need to happen, that's going to allow people
to
want to go out and gather.
Yeah.
Right.
Plain exactly. And simple.
But otherwise,
people want to though, Alan, that's the thing. People, I think in our hearts, all we want is to go back to this networking environment. I know we miss it dearly. We just miss being with people. But you're right. It's going to take a level of confidence.
That's exactly what it is, confidence. And I think that my wife hasn't kicked me out of the house yet. I've been home 7 months. I don't think I've been home 7 months in 20 years. So, right?
It's a whole different world. My husband, he travels extensively as well. And we went from that to like this, where it's me in my office downstairs. He's at the kitchen table working. My son's at home all the time. And it was like, wow, this is a lot.
I love it. Hey, talk to me. One of the things that always is engaging for me is education. I'm now 32 years in our channel. I know people only say I'm 45, but I've been at it 32 years. And like you've been an esthetician 21 years and you look like you're 30. So it's called good gene.
Thank you.
It's good skincare, good gene.
I was just going to say, we're in the right industry, aren't we?
Yep. When I started in our business, Jenny, the mantra was educate, educate, educate. Tell me, 32 years later, I don't think anything's changed. And I know you guys have taken a really strong stance on education. So can you address a little bit that part and how that works with the app that you guys have come out with?
Oh, absolutely. And what's even more so, Alan, is how it's evolved over the last 20 years and even over the last 7 months, how education has really shifted. So, historically, estheticians would go to these trade shows to get their CEs and, to freshen up on everything and see what's new and latest and greatest. And that opportunity was taken away for the past 7 months. So when that all went down, the platform we had already established, which was connecting digitally, it was set up perfectly to offer this level of education that estheticians still wanted and needed and that brands still wanted and needed to provide. So we started doing video series. And, I think everyone got a little webinar'd out at some point during quarantine. It's like, that's all we were doing was attending these webinars and these slideshows. And, I would see estheticians on their Instagram stories tapping through the 7 different webinars they were doing that day. And so we said to each other, because we like to entertain. I mean, we want to bring the education to you, but not in such a stuffy, stodgy way. So we decided to take these Zoom meetings and these Zoom webinars and turn them into webisodes, which they're more like a talk show for us. So, you know, it's a grid of screens, and it's typically a CEO or a lead trainer from a company. And we chat, we talk about what's going on, and we get to know the people behind the brand, which I think is really, really important. I think that brings a lot of loyalty to a company that you work with, because you're selling it. I mean, you've got to sell it to your clients, so you've got to believe in it. So we do, we chat with them, we give them some space to, you know, talk about their product or their device and educate on it in a really fascinating way. You know, in October, we're talking all about hyperpigmentation. So we got together different devices and different skincare brands and got them to merge and talk about how combining modalities is really beneficial for the skin. So we like to keep it fun, keep it engaging, keep it spicy. So every single week we bring webisodes to you, and then you can always access all of the replays on our app, which is something that's pretty new to the industry. I think we might be the, you know, the leaders here in bringing professional skincare education, you know, to the palm of your hand in an app.
Well, you guys have been breaking ground for 3 years, so that you might have the first app that manages what you're talking about makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah. Okay. It was exciting to launch that.
Good. You said, I want to come back to that in a sec too. You know, we talked about being videoed out or zoomed out or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's probably going to end up in Webster's, right? As a verb or something, zoomed out. It's still going to be kind of part of the go forward now though, right? Even if we get a vaccine, we could be a year or two or six. Nobody really knows down the road. So this connection through videos and webinars, that's not stopping in your mind.
Definitely not. Definitely not. It's and what I've even seen is beyond education is connecting with people. I feel like everyone's so burnt out on emails that I feel like I'm on the phone a lot more often now, because people want connection. They crave it, right? Don't you just want to pick up the phone and call someone sometimes?
Wait, so you saw me unplug my desk phone before we started this. So I am going to say that I'm old fashioned in that regard, because when I started in this business, I used to dial for dollars 200-300 calls a day with the headset on. And today, you know, a lot of people think desk phone. Why do you need a desk phone? Well, because I wear a wireless headset and I wander around while I'm on the phone. But I'm going to use the expression and say, what's old is new again. And people are going to have to learn to be really good at using the telephone or being on Zoom or being on Skype or Microsoft Office or whatever you're using. Because I think a lot of the, what I'm going to call road business, it's literally almost dried up to zero in our industry and a lot of other industries, because people have fired their crews, they fired their trade show people. And it is slimmed down to talking in a digital format or analog, if you want to call the telephone that. So I think that this building relationships is going to take on a whole new meaning with old technology.
I completely agree. And it seems like anyone who I just, and it's funny because you almost have to ask to call people. And I don't know if anyone out there agrees with me, but I'm always like, is it okay if I give you a call and we'll make this really easy? Because it's like, we're not used to just picking up and dialing. But I tell you what, you can eliminate about 15 emails in a 2-minute phone call by just chatting with somebody. And that's the beauty of what we've been doing now. And a lot of phone calls are taking place over Zoom, which is also fun when you're prepared and have your hair and makeup done,
Alan. Okay, Alan's piece of free advice today for all our listeners. You have to manage your telephone time when you book appointments and stuff the same way you would if you were going in person, because, you know, I live on the telephone. And so I have a lot of people who want to connect to the association for whatever the reason. And generally, you know, part of my connecting on email to get to a phone time is for me to say, I have exactly 17 minutes at, and then I give them different times so that I can make sure that I'm clocking and managing my time carefully. Because look, you know, a lot of people, hey, what's going on in Arizona? So how are you doing? Well, no, you got to cut to the quick, right? Yep. I still got things going on.
Stay focused. Exactly.
Okay. But we're going to finish in a few minutes, but take me back to the app again. I'm really interested in that. What makes you guys new and unique and special as it relates to an app in the market?
So it's just a fun, easy way to access anything that you're looking for in the skincare world. So if you tap our app, there's a search bar. So you can search by brand, you could search exfoliant, you could search makeup, you could search a device, and any article pertaining to that would populate. So you can definitely access that. You can access all of our seasonal skincare guides. So every quarter we talk about what you should be using, what you should be switching up for that season to be appropriate for that time of year for your clientele and for yourself. You can access all of the educational replays. So that's on there. And it just puts everything in a really simplified format. So you can obviously access most of this on our site as well, with the exception of the replays, the webisode replays. But it's all in the palm of your hand, and the search feature is just so handy.
What an awesome tool, especially, when I always say this, when I started in the industry, I think there was 50 skincare lines and I knew all of them.
Of course.
There's 10,000 today.
Thousands and thousands. It's like, how do you know the difference between all the peptide options you have? Well, type in peptide on our app and you can find out. I mean, perfect. It's just so helpful.
Jenny, what is the, if they're searching in an Apple or Google store, what is the name they're looking for the application?
It's just us. So it's lip gloss, one word, and then the plus symbol, and then aftershave, one word. So lip gloss and aftershave, and it'll populate and download. We get, if you turn on the notifications, you'll be notified when we've got new articles coming out or when there's a new webisode that's been published. So turn that on and you'll be on top of it.
What about your website? What's the address for the website?
It's lipgloss and aftershave.com.
You mean someone already had the plus sign for your name?
They wouldn't let you do it.
Oh, that's interesting. Why not?
Uh-huh. It wouldn't work. I'm pretty positive. 3 years is a long time for me to have to remember something, Alan. But from my recollection, you couldn't put the plus symbol in the URL.
Okay, we're not going to figure out things that have no answer, right? So, Jenny, I'm so glad we could spend time today. I love the world of skincare. I don't know where I'd be if I wasn't putting on skincare every day. I'd look like an old man by this point. And I'm looking forward to the day that we can be back together running the aisles and the education rooms of different trade shows that we attend.
I know, and taking our selfies, Alan, I miss those days. So hopefully sooner than later.
Good. You took a picture through our Zoom meeting here, so I think it's second best. Let's go with that.
I'll take it.
People find Jenny Nagel and her biz partner, Barry Eisner, there at Lip Gloss and Aftershave, or their app is Lip Gloss and the plus sign, Aftershave. And remember, please be kind to one another. Thanks, Jenny.
Thanks, Alan.